Why peace? The world will tell you, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs. But 7 billion people on the face of this earth are crying out for one thing and one thing alone, and that is peace. And peace is not the absence of war. I travel not because I like to travel. I travel so I can say this. What you're looking for is inside of you, and you should be in peace.
Prem Rawat has been traveling for 40 years, inspiring people around the world to find peace within.
Buenos dias. Shalom. Buongiorno. Guten Tag. Bonsoir, Montreal. I go and I talk to people, and I present them with the possibility of themselves. Discover the peace that lies within you. Thank you. Please. So, this evening, I'd like to just right off the bat welcome everybody, and I'm glad you're here to listen to what I have to talk about. So, what is it that I do? A lot of people have that question. What do you do? Well, not only do I talk about peace, but I also show the way to get to the peace. Because it would be pretty pointless just to talk about it without being able to get to it. Because peace is real. This life is real. That divinity that has created us, sustains us, has created this world, every wave, every drop, is real. It's not a fantasy. It's not a concept. It's not an idea. So, why is it so difficult? Because there's all these people who are searching. There's all these people who lecture about it. And yet, after all the books have been written and all the lectures have been done and all the things have been done, it all seems so elusive. Let me ask you a question. A simple question. When something is really, really, really precious to you, where do you put it? I travel a lot. I have to show my passport to the immigration. Where do you think I put my passport? You know where I put my passport? Here. In this pocket. This is where I put my passport. And any time I have a question, where is your passport? You know what I do? I feel it. When something is really precious to me, I don't put it far from me. Where do I put it? As close to me as possible. As close to me as possible. Do you know there is a belt for keeping money? And it goes under your clothes? Under, not above, under your clothes so that you can hide it? And how close is that? The reason why I mention this passport example, the money belt example, is God precious to you? Is God precious to you? Precious to me? then where would God be? If God was away from me, I would forget. I'd forget God somewhere. But where is that God? Where is that divinity? In my heart. Wherever I go, I carry that. Whatever I do, it is there. In good times, it is there. In bad times, it is there. When I get lost, it is there. And when I am found, that divinity is there. And I cannot separate myself from that divinity inside of me, even if I want to, because the day I am separated from that divinity, I will not be I anymore. That is how close and inseparable we are. And yet, where do we look? On top of a mountain. Where do we look? Up in the sky. Where do we look? Somewhere here, somewhere there. Everywhere but where that divinity is. You think what I am saying is simple? Of course it is simple. But the implications of our neglect are incredibly complex. Because we want peace in our lives, and peace evades us. Who here does not want the love, even if it is in the form of approval? I've said it. Husband seeks it from the wife. Wife seeks it from the husband. If you have children, you seek it from the children. Children, if they are young, they seek it from you. If they are older, you seek it from them. And if they are even older than that, they seek it from their friends. If you have a job, you seek it from the boss. In this whole world, we are looking for approval. For somebody to say, si, muy bien. You are good. Everything is good. You're doing good. What is it? Promotion. A little bit more money, a little further along in this world. Approval, a little love, a little acknowledgement of you, acknowledgement of you. How difficult would it be for you if every day you came in your house and your wife said nothing to you? How difficult would it be for your wife if you said nothing to her? How difficult it would be if your children said nothing to you? You seek this approval, but do you know what approval is? Do you? Now let me tell you. The most incredible approval comes from the divine. In the form of this breath. This is what I call the blessing. You want blessing in your life, don't you? You ask for blessings, you ask for your prayers to be answered, but the biggest prayer has been answered. The biggest. The moment this breath comes into you, you've been blessed. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? And you know what? The divine knows what you need to pray for. And only the divine knows what you need to pray for. And before you ever pray, the divine grants you that. That's the answer to the prayers. And the breath comes. And what does it bring? What does it bring? It brings the gift of all gifts possible. It brings, it floods the gift of life. Not wife. Life. 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 Do you understand what life is? Will you understand what life is? Of course. When? When you have not left any left. Then you will go, ah, that was life. When it becomes hard to take the breath, listen, this is, I get very excited about this, you know. I do, this is my whole life. This is beautiful stuff. This is so beautiful. This is not from a book. This is so common sense. It is so obvious. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be a professor. You don't need to be anything. You just need to be a human being to understand this. This is so simple. How does it all begin? How does this story of yours begin? Well, let me tell you how it begins. It begins from you taking, inhaling the first breath. Because you are not yet. Come on. And it's no good. You popped out. You're wet and you're blue. 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 And no good. In doctor's opinion, no good. Till you can go. And you take the first breath in. And when you do, two things happen. Your color starts to change. You go from blue to pink. And the blood flow from the umbilical cord starts to die. Now the system knows you are. Good. So, Does the brat say, I don't know if this child can see. I don't know if this child can hear. I don't know if this child is smart. I don't know if this child is going to be rich. I don't know if this child is going to be poor. I don't know if this child is going to be good. I don't know if this child is going to be a thief. I don't know if this child is going to be good for this world. Only one thing. And it just begun. This is how it begins. And do you know how it ends? Even if the person was holding their breath, and that'll be the last. And when it is the last, what does this mean? Nothing. You know that as you get older and older and older, your body does not function as it used to. You know, when you're young, you can sit down and you can get up and you can sit down and you can get up. When you get old, if you're up, it's better to stay up. Because it takes a little effort to get down. And then when you're down, it is better to stay down because it takes a lot of effort to get up. But check this out. Even though the entire body fails, your ability to enjoy will remain as young as it ever was. It will not change. Are you still wondering why you were created? Are you still wondering why you are here? Are you still wondering? Maybe. Just, you know, just trying to be like Sherlock Holmes a little bit. Maybe, just maybe, it is to enjoy the divine. Because, if you're going to enjoy, then naturally you want to enjoy the best. There is only one best. And that's not this. The best is in you. And you 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 and you. But it's not here, it is here. In the corazón. In the heart. Here, within you, till you are alive, that is how it will be. I talk about the heaven here. Now, not mañana, today, in this moment, now. This is it, where the prayer got answered. This is the vessel where the prayer got answered. This is where the divinity dances. This is the bridge, this is the meeting, this is the union, this is the marriage of the finite, which is you, me, and the infinite have come together. and they want to dance. Aren't you interested in that music that is playing? Because there is a metronome, and it is the metronome of this breath, and it is beating and beating and beating and beating and beating. When you listen to the symphony of existence, what happens? What happens? Kindness fills you. Because you understand. Because you understand. When you don't understand, then you are in doubt. When you are doubt, what do you get filled by? Anger. Fear. Frustration. It's like a crow, you know? The same guitar, out of tune, sounds nasty. And but in tune, ah. Same piano, out of tune. No good. Same keys, same player. Sounds horrible. In tune, in cadence, in that timing, it becomes a symphony. A symphony. What does the conductor do? What does the conductor do? And you've seen conductors? What does the conductor do? He stands there and he conducts now. And when he does, have you seen the musicians? They need the music. They need the music. Which notes have to play? That's like your responsibility. You have responsibility. You have your job. You have your family. You have your responsibility. So do you have your sheet music? So they look at the sheet music because they have to, you know, like turn the page, whatever. But then, when they know what's coming, they look at the conductor. He goes, now, now, now. Let this be your conductor. What is peace? My definition of peace, you've heard a lot of definitions of peace. Absence of war, this, that. It's not absence of war. Forget it. What is peace? Peace is the perfume of God. God smells so good. God smells so good, so good, so good, so good, that they actually name the perfume peace. When you're close to that divinity, you smell, and you are in peace. You are with answers, not questions, because this world is full of questions. And do you think you will be able to find the answers to those questions? That's what the world's been trying to do for a very long time. And do you know there are more universities now, more schools now than there ever have been? There is more books now than there ever have been. There is more information available now than there ever has been. So, why are there more questions now than there ever have been? Because you haven't yet pursued the avenue of answers. All questions live in one place, answers live in another place. Answers are within you, the questions are, and always will be. Are and will be. So, this is what I came to tell you. If you're interested If you are interested in finding out more, you can. It's very simple. I have made it very simple. The enjoyment is already within you, and what you are looking for is within you. And even if you don't decide to pursue this, you will still have what you have. It'll be still within you. I don't create anything. All I do is introduce you to the divinity that is within you. That's it. That's what I'm good at. That's my forte. I speak. You hear me speak. This is not my forte. I know there's better people who can speak than me. That's not my forte. My forte is to introduce the divine that is within you to you. That's my forte. That's it. Thank you so much for coming tonight. And whatever you do in your life, enjoy yourself, because that's what you are made for.